Milo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
11 Labs has recently launched a new product that is called AI Marketplace, AI Voice Marketplace, I believe. Jamie's been looking into this. He's going to tell us a little bit more. But essentially, this is the ability for you to record your own voice, upload it to this marketplace, and anyone can use your voice to, you know, dub over their YouTube videos or their projects or, you know, for whatever they're doing. This is a fascinating tool that I think it's cool for either, you know, uploading your own voice or using other people's voices for projects. Jamie, you kind of dove into this. What were you seeing in this?
Yeah, so it's called 11. It's called 11 Labs Voice Lab. That's what it's called. You can go basically, and they've had this feature for a long time where you can emulate your own voice. You'd go sit down for about a half an hour, say different phrases, and it kind of analyzes your voice and then creates an AI version of your voice that you can then, you know, have, you know, a text be read in your own voice, even though you're not saying it out loud. So it's taking it really to the next level. So first, you're gonna, you know, create your own AI voice, and then you can actually set an amount that you want to charge per 1,000 characters on the marketplace. And if someone decides to use your voice, you get paid. So a really interesting concept, and I think it opens the door to a whole lot of just different royalty type programs within the AI space. But you know, really, like you said, if you're at, like, an advertising agency, or you want a certain voice, a certain type of person to read your copy, you can just go right on here and search for it and find that instead of having to go, you know, hire an actor. It cuts way down on not only the price, but time. So it's really an interesting concept. Jaden, where do you see this going?
Yeah, so I mean, as far as making money from this, they're like adding this to your side hustle. There's a lot of options. I think it's kind of cool. There are definitely pros and cons to uploading your own voice. Like, I'm even thinking for myself, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, should I do that? And then I'm like part of me is like apprehensive because I'm like, what if someone takes my voice? Like, I'm running like companies. I have like a podcast. What if they like make a knockoff podcast and it sounds like me? Or what if they you know, say, this is Jaden Schaefer endorsing, like, whatever. So I think that those are, like, the things that you have to think about. And, like, those are definitely the big questions that are out there. I'm sure in their terms of service, it's like, you can't say that you're the actual person. You know, like, so there's, like, technically those safeguards in place. Those things could happen. Now, my one other thing that I'll bring up as a caveat to this, you know, on the one hand, I'm like, oh, no, like, what if that happens? But at the same time, literally anyone could just go get any episode of mine from my podcast and just upload it, and then my voice is cloned anyway. So it's like, I don't, like, if you're already on the internet, if you're already out there, if your face is out there and your voice is out there, like, chances are the stuff's gonna happen regardless. So I mean, maybe you might as well just actually make money off of it rather than people just uploading it and making money. That's another crazy thing I wonder how they're, like, protecting against, is like someone going to YouTube, for example, and just going and finding like 100 YouTubers with like good voices, for example, or podcasters, and just like uploading their voices and being like, yeah, like, I have the rights to these voices or whatever. So that's like an interesting concept to think about. But in any case, definitely money to be made in that side of it. And then I think that these things are fantastic for your own projects, right? Like, I have paid thousands of dollars to voice actors for different projects. Specifically with Self Pause, the number one AI life coach that I've started, it has a whole section on the Self Pause app that is like meditations. And I have paid thousands of dollars to get voice actors to read like our affirmations and our meditation scripts and put them on the app. And the big problem that we had that I think this would 100% solve is, like, I had people that I would get them to do like a whole bunch of, you know, meditation sessions, come back to them in like 6 months and be like, hey, we wrote a bunch of new ones, can you record these? And they're like, oh, sorry, like, I don't really do this work anymore. And or they just like don't answer, reply, or they, you know, whatever. So, or they sometimes it's like they want like 10 times as much money and it was like not viable anymore. all of those things are like, oh man, that's a huge bummer. Like, you know, for us specifically, I honestly deleted some voices off of our app because I'm like, they only did like 5 sections. Now we have like 20 sections and like we really need it to be kind of cohesive. So that's like kind of a bummer and like a sunk cost. This would completely eliminate that issue. So I think even for your own projects, this thing is amazing.
Yeah. And I should mention too, it says, you know, if you are a professional voice actor, if you have like a really good voice, you can also do a licensing deal with 11 Labs where they will actually license your voice out. And I think I would assume that's, you know, a higher paying gig, but then it will become like a stock voice on 11 Labs. It'll become more used, I'm assuming, more easy to find and stuff like that in their website. So, you know, if you are really good at this and you already have kind of a talent like with voice acting, I would be jumping right on this and trying to either get a licensing deal or just even upload my voice to the library. One thing I think is really interesting is where is this going? In our last podcast, we talked about the CAA agency in Hollywood, how they're making video avatars of people now. And we talked about, and Jaden has always talked about how you can, you know, create your own movie. I feel like that's kind of the next step with video, is that eventually video will go this way where people will be able to license themselves to be used in commercials and things like that. You know, I think if like a marketing person or a creative person at a company wants certain, you know, diverse type people in their video, in their promotional video, they can just go and license. They eventually will be able to go and just license somebody rather than have to go find the actor, you know, pay them. It'll be just streamlined. It'll be a lot cheaper. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see where this all goes.
Oh my gosh. I just thought of another thing, which I'm sure, I don't know, whatever. People have their opinions on this, but this is 100% going to happen. So love it or hate it. What people are going to end up doing is they are going to start merging these marketplaces, these video and audio marketplaces. You'll be able to take like an actor from one marketplace where you're cloning their video and a voice from another where you're cloning their voice. So it's like, oh, like this person looks perfect for a commercial, but like their voice just isn't like what we like. We're going to make him have this voice instead. Or like, we love this voice, but you know, anyways. So I think that's going to be hilarious. They're going to mix and match voices and people in a way that obviously with actors you couldn't do before. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be fascinating to see where this all goes.
Yeah. So if you are looking to make money with AI, please continue to listen to our podcast. We really appreciate it. Leave us a review. And feel free to ask questions there as well. We love answering questions. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.